This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon, listeners. I'm so excited to be here with you today. This is Terry Honey, and we're now on Couples of Destiny, the program, the show that is here for couples and those who are considering going into marriage and deepen their relationships. But you know, our biggest, our greatest relationships is always with the Lord Jesus Christ. Him first, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You heard on Philippine show earlier, they were speaking about exactly the same thing. So let us talk today. We're speaking about restoration. We're speaking about how I listened to this couple in their testimony and one word from God, family. I know there's someone's line out there. It says one word from God can change your life forever.
Come on.
So today I just want to help someone out there who forgets what 11th of February really means to us. We know that was the date that Madiba was set free on the 11th of February. I know that because I was pregnant with my daughter, Stephanie, and wow, she was born on the 17th. So before Fabian and Rochelle say hello to you, I want to just remind you about these things that happened today. And another significant thing, you know, there's a lot of symbolism going around there. It's the World Day of the Sick. And I know this came back and it stemmed actually way back to Our Lady of Lourdes. It's a day that they were dedicated to praying for those who were ill, their caregivers, and just raising awareness about spiritual and physical needs for those who are suffering. So family, if you're listening out there today, listeners, just attune your heart to somebody who may be going through a time of struggling, someone who might be in hospital, someone who was a caregiver. You know, we forget about the caregivers. They are the ones that care for the sick. So before we go into our great conversation, share this broadcast with your link on Facebook, on social media, wherever you are, and enjoy and invite listeners, your friends, to come and join in the conversation. And we'll introduce our couple to you right after we listen to Arnold DeVet singing Praising Jesus. So we are back here today, and I'm so excited. You know, the thing about couples is, you know, we've watched so many marriages go from silence to laughter again. Couples go there not because people were perfect in those spaces, but because they are willing. And today we're sitting with a couple here that were willing to do things and go against the grain and go against what everyone else says, against the norm, because God doesn't ask for perfection. He asks for total surrender. So join us in conversation today. In Isaiah 43:19, it says, God promises to do a new thing, bringing hope and transformation to a challenging, desolate situation. So speaking about this, this couple will tell you their story, and I'm going to read into their bio in a little bit, but I want to just say, Pastor Fabian and
Rochelle,
there you go. Rochelle, they're so, sorry, my mind just went blank there for a moment. You say hello to the listeners today.
Hi, everyone. It's Fabian here from Cape Town.
Hi, everyone. It's Rochelle from Cape Town.
Oh, there we go. And they are evangelists. Apparently, the two of them were choosing love. And it doesn't mean that you're ignoring the pain, because it means that God's in it, right? So they are ordained passionate evangelists based in Cape Town, as they both said. And their testimony is one of restoration and redemption. Each has a unique journey and a story of how they encountered the restoring power of God, who healed, rebuilt, and united their lives for His glory and purpose. Rochelle, I've got a question for you. Your life had to go on reset, right? And share with the listeners today, what was a question that you asked God while you were in the process, and what did you do? Just give a little background about how you found your place with the Lord.
Hi, guys. So, yes, so as I've mentioned before, I lost my children's father back in 2021 when he passed away. And that time, after his passing, I said to the Lord that I am trusting Him completely, and I am all alone, and I need to now face everything on my own, being a single mom with two kids. And my prayer was always to God that He should send me someone that loves me the same way that Christ loves the church. So I always said that God, and I had this conversation with my father, and I said, I'm not going to go look for my man anywhere else. He's going to come find me in your house. And that is exactly what happened. Fabian came to find me in the house of the Lord. I served there, and yes, and he sent me. There was a prophecy that went out over my life, which just after the passing of my late husband, and the prophecy said that new beginnings, as I've been sharpening you, I will raise you up, and I will place a man of God next to you, because that is what you're worthy of. But I will first heal your heart, and I will restore your life. So I hold on to that prophecy, and I prayed into that prophecy on a daily basis. And it was for me so beautiful to know that my father said that I am worthy to be put next to a man of God. And he sent me, and that's where he sent me Fabian, and I'm so grateful.
Oh, awesome, man. Guys, you must listen to how they met. I mean, that's another story. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. I just love their story. You know, God has a way of bringing things out. We all have a journey. We each have our own story. And Fabian, tell us, you know, about, I know, and prophecy is always a big thing. I mean, it's just God confirming his Amen. Word for what he has already shown us, right? Yes. So after your separation or divorce with your wife, you know, couples, I want to just say out there, listeners, you know, you may know of someone who's had lost a loved one or in passing passed away, or you or going through a divorce, and they might be grappling with a couple of things. Please share this broadcast, because they will really learn some yes. good things from this broadcast. So Fabian, on your side, you know, after that, you received a word from God as well. Share yes, the yes. listeners what happened with you.
Yes, I can remember clearly that evening. So that day, the 3rd of November 2022, I told the lawyers, we can go ahead with everything, I'm not going to contest the divorce. And I was in a broken state at that time, and that evening, it was around about 10 o'clock at night, and I was lying on my bed, and the Holy Spirit told me I must go on the live. So my previous apostle was live on Facebook. He was ministering, and he didn't know about anything. And yeah, but I didn't want to go, because I was broken. I was devastated. But the Holy Spirit answered me to go on the live stream on Facebook. And yeah, the man of God, the apostle, he saw me. I was like putting fire emojis on the live in the comment section. And immediately one word from God. He says, Fabian, the Lord is going to restore your life. He's going to heal you from the separation. And he's going to give you better and all that. And I'm like, what is happening now here? Because the man of God don't know what I'm going through.
Yeah.
And because I'm a very private person. And so if it is from God, God always confirms his word.
Yeah.
And I hold on to that word. And in a quick time, God healed me. Now, I want to encourage the listeners. How did God heal me? I spend time in the presence of the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you're going through a separation or you're heartbroken or whatever you might be in your marriage, you need to spend time in the presence of the Lord. Psalms 91 says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shadow of the Almighty can say to the Lord that he is my refuge. And that is a secret that I've discovered in a quick time, because that time I was broken. I was even unemployed also. So going through the emotions and the divorce and everything, and God healed me quick.
He has a way of doing things swiftly. You know, we cannot deny that. When he does it, and when he brings restoration, he says in the word of God, the spiritual aspect of restoration is that God will put something together, back together the way it was, but in a better condition than what it was. So I believe you have a brand new version of yourself right now, you know, a new person, you know. And I like what Roshenka Adams is saying, the quickening in Jesus' name. And Denver Dre is also saying, awesome encouragement. So thank you for that, listeners. We love the conversation that you're having with us and joining us in this particular segment. You know, there's a time in life, and I know you said something earlier about when a man loses his job, you know, what are the dynamics around that? Do you want to share with the listeners?
Sure, that is in Afrikaans is a bitter pull on the slick. So I remember and you know, we as men, we don't want to show emotions and all that. And sure, to see yourself in that situation as a father and as a husband, And if you cannot provide for your family, it takes a lot from a man. I'm telling you now. Hmm. To see your wife going to work and you must stay behind, it takes a lot. Hmm. But I want to encourage the listeners, especially the fathers out here. It doesn't make you less of a man if you cannot provide. If you have the right companion, the right partner with you, the right soulmate, the right woman of God next to you, that woman will treat you as a king. Yeah? And that's what God did with Rochelle. When I met her, I was a nothing. I only had Jesus in my life. I was going. God restored me, guys. I actually came only with my bag of clothes. And she gave me a place to stay. I was sleeping on the couch. But also another prophecy that came into my life. It says it's going to happen so quick. Your head is going to spin according to Amos. And God restored me in a quick moment. So I want to encourage fathers and men out here. There is nothing wrong to ask for help. I know it's not easy. We don't show emotions and all that. But there's nothing wrong to ask for help. And in this time, if you might find yourself unemployed or not able to provide for your family, it's between yourself and your wife and God. Take it to God in prayer. And you need the right support structure. And a family also in Christ, they can support you. And yes, and that's how I have overcome it. And I can say this, thank God, and God has done amazing things through my life and through my wife's life also, through this period that I was also not working. And yeah, God, the Bible says, do not despise the day of small beginning. Mm. And yes.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, a lot of people think that when a man loses his job, we understand that, your pride, your dignity, you feel you need to provide for your family. Yes. And that's quite a big thing. We had this on the show already before, some time back last year, but to remind some of the listeners who might be new here today that, listen, challenges come to everyone. We are not exempt from the challenges out there in the world. But let us listen to a song by Torrin Wells singing Until Grace.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. From Word to Your Heart.
Well, we were so encouraged about that, Fabian. I think a lot of men out there probably need to hear this because, there's so much unemployment happening around us worldwide. It's not just here in South Africa, but certain countries just have it worse off than other countries. And this is why the Bible says in Matthew 18:19-20, that couples who pray together are the ones who can build that kind of spiritual intimacy with God. Like you said, it's something that you and your wife does together. You navigate this path, this road together. You don't one want to run away or throw in the towel or whatever the case may be, so because I've seen hearts soften in prayer with conversation when the conversation failed. Prayer is always the go-to for us, and running to God, it just doesn't just change your situation. It changes us. Prayer changes us, so we can change things around us, right? So Fabian, you were speaking about this challenge that you face, having to that. You have made a statement in our conversation. You said when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. So in the context of marriage, how did that sit for you?
Okay, when the going gets tough, the toughs get going. Yeah, like we said that many marriages are facing a lot of difficulties, and especially when it comes to finances and all that. So with a very high unemployment rate in South Africa and globally, you will be tested by, the Bible says a man is tested by his praise. And so whatever you confess, you will be tested. So the day when you made that vow, the covenant before God and before men, that you are going to stick with this person through sickness and in health, rich or poor, and to death do us apart, you are going to be tested by that. So when you are tested, let's say for example, as a husband or a wife, you are losing your income or whatever, you are facing bankruptcy or whatever, you are going to be tested by that. Is your faith genuine? Are you genuine? Are you a man of your word or a woman of your word? And I think when we go through that test, like the Bible also says, that fire is tested gold is tested by fire. So when you go through the fire, it's a test. And your test becomes a testimony. And many of our tests are maybe a year, 2 years, or 3 years. But it depends on, like I said previously, your support structure. If you have a partner that believes in you, like my wife, she believed in me. I don't know what she saw in me, but she took me in when I had nothing. Like, I had nothing. That's a testimony, John. But it is,
And it's not because you did it out of desperation, right? You did it because God gave you a promise. And sometimes we don't see the promise immediately.
Sure.
But it will come into fulfillment as we walk. It's like Jesus says, walk on the water with me. And some people are afraid to take that step of faith, you know. And it's like when you take that step of faith, God will meet you in your place of need, you know. And I think this is what I can pick up from what you're saying, you know, in that. So when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, we go to God. We go and we bang the doors down and say, God, it's not between you and I. And as a couple, I mean, one can put 1,000 to flight, but 2, 10,000. So when you come together in unity like that as a couple, I believe that is where you just let the walls come down, you know. And I like that Roshenka says, couples that pray together, stay together. That's my favorite line. I love that. I grew up with that block in our home with the praying hands.
Come on.
Yeah, God is faithful in that, you know. I also like the part where we speak about prayer and we speak about how we need to invite God into our relationships, you know, because if he's not there, then I don't know how we would have dealt with it. You could have probably gone off and turned to the bottle or something, or you could have gone off and become all depressed all on your own as my widow with the kids and all of that. But you shifted your focus.
Mm.
You knew that there was more to life than what you have right now. And that was the beautiful thing. Kim Kennedy says, amen. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation,
come on,
through prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. So listeners out there, you may be in a boat where you feel like your storm is raging, and a lot of people want to jump out of the boat. They want to commit suicide. They want to have premature deaths of their journey. And I want to encourage you, whoever is in a storm right now, don't jump out in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is in the fire, and God was with them. Mm. So he's saying, in the storm, I'm preparing you. I'm building character.
Oh, yes.
And I want to see you come out the way I intend you to come out. You know, so I admire you for sticking together, staying together in the storm when you have that. Joseph Osborne says that through pressure, a godly marriage grows closer and stronger together. You're so right there, my brother. I really agree with that. So what should happen, Fabian, in a marriage when one spouse, especially the husband, like we said, loses his income? And the reason people think that is a reason for you to walk away, but you said a man's value is not in a payslip. A man's value is, for us, his relationship with the Lord. His value is in his faith.
Mm,
his value is in the character that he shows. So you could have easily turned around and been someone else.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
You maintained your posture. You maintained your stance with the Lord. And God is the one that brought you through. So provision matters. We know that. But identity and income is also an important factor. So when you lose your income, you know, the first thing men often lose, or women even, is their confidence.
Oh, yes.
Confidence in God. They lose their dignity. They lose their voice and all of that. But a wise spouse doesn't pile on the pressure. She does what you did.
Amen.
How did you approach that? How did that work for you, Rochelle?
When we got together, I didn't look. What stood out for me was the fire of God. The fire of God upon his life. So it wasn't about his salary or what possessions he had, but it was about the fire and the presence of God. And that is what drawn, I think, the two of us together. And when we started dating, he made me feel, like I said, I wanted someone that loved me the same way that Christ loves the church. And that is exactly how he made me feel. He made me feel like a woman. He always was the one, you know, it says in the word, whatever you speak of yourself, that is who you are. You need to speak the words of God. And he's always made me feel so precious and so loved. And it's just so amazing because I didn't look at, for example, of his background and he's not working. And yes, it was tough. I wouldn't lie. It was tough, obviously, for me working alone. But we always had that understanding that, and he always provided. Even though he didn't have an income, he would always provide. You know, we as women, we tend to want to do everything on our own, make sure there's bread in the house or whatever, there's electricity. Even though he's not working, he will make sure there is those things. So even like the little things, for example, get up early in the morning, go put petrol in my car so that I don't have to stop one stop extra to do that. So it's mm-hmm. those little things that counts. Yeah. And it's just so amazing because when I lost my job in May month, he actually... When I got into the car, I said to him, baby, what are we going to do? And he's like, God says we should laugh. And we just started laughing in joy. And it was so strange because we're both sitting now being unemployed. And he's like, baby, God, you know, like you said, your test becomes your testimony. And I've seen the hand of God
yeah.
in the last 8 to 9 months upon our lives. And sometimes I'm amazed because we're living a life. You won't say that we are unemployed, but we, you know, when you have the favor of God upon your life, then that yeah. is all that counts. Yeah,
that's amazing. You know, because I like what Apostle Joseph Osborne says. He says you are to love and please your partner in the same spirit. You love and please the Lord no matter what you're going through.
Mm.
That's amazing. Thank you, Apostle. We really appreciate your words of wisdom. You know, we will glean from people like you. So, and it's also that kind of support of the community, your people, your church,
oh, yes.
your friends, your family. You know, that is a time when you know who your family and friends really are.
Yes.
You know, when the tough gets going,
who goes,
you know. So,
yeah.
you know, that's the season in such a time. It may require a lot of temporary role shifts. It doesn't mean that you need to be kicked out or anything like that. The woman might lead and the woman might be the breadwinner for that time being.
Mm.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. The two work together. So
we're
going to dig more into another part, another aspect of what Fabian brought up to our attention earlier. We're going to talk about that. We're just going to listen to Colton Dixon singing My Light.
The spiritual pulse of the Cape, wherever you are. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. From the Word to your heart.
Fabian, what a story. Wow. Listeners out there, I can tell you now, I'm getting goosebumps because I think this couple's faith has just stirred up something in me again, you know, to make us realize that God is in control of our lives, that when we take things away from him, we're going to fail dismally. And Tamron Matthew, your friend, evangelist, she says, hi, evangelist Rochelle and Fabian from New Zealand. And Demnit Gray says his greetings. And I just want to see who else here. We just like to acknowledge our friends and family on Facebook is always communicating with us. So, Tamlin, I just saw another message of yours. But we'll catch up with you. I might not be able to mention all of you, but we will get back to you and also enjoy the conversation with you. So, yeah, the thing is, you know, I think a lot of times, Fabian and Rochelle, in your space, you know, the apostle said again, that you are to love and please your partner in the same spirit at love and please the Lord no matter what you're going through. And your faithfulness has really shown that, you know, the fact that you're still together.
Mm.
You're married now for 3 years, am I right?
Almost three years.
And you are still walking this walk of faith. And for many people out there, what looks like a breakdown may actually be a divine reset.
Sure, come
like
on.
What happened to you. You know, I always say a setback or a rejection is not really what it sounds like to many people. I feel and I know that rejection for me was God protecting us.
Oh, come on.
Rejection is protection.
Oh, yes.
You know, so we don't have to go with what the world says. So when you walk away, you know, from everything, people always find the deeper question. The real issue isn't really the money alone. We always think about what is the unresolved resentment that was there that the couple never really spoke about.
Mm.
So, man or woman out there listening, don't walk away. This is the place where you come together and communicate And communication with couples are really very, very important, you know, because that is what keeps us going. It keeps us focused. It keeps us in a place where we can hear God in our lives, for our lives, and also going forward. Money pressure also reveals all the cracks.
Oh, yes.
But it didn't create the cracks. You know, it's the pressure that will create the crack and how you do all of that. So when we look about, talk about your relationship, and you're so wise in all the things you speak about, what do you say to the listeners are the three main factors of divorce or separation or discouragement, whatever you want to call it?
Okay, for me, the three main marriage destroyers, if I can put it in that way, it is, we spoke about financial difficulties. You will be tested. Every couple goes through that season of financial difficulties. That is where you will be tested. The second part for me is infidelity. You know, if you, that's just straightforward. You need to be faithful to your partner, be faithful to your spouse and all that. Never allow any other person to become between you and your partner, whatever. The second part is family involvement, if or external voices that you allow in your marriage. And this is very important one, the last one, family or external involvement. Now, for example, I will never go in and discuss my wife's weaknesses to my family or to friends or whatever, because we are supposed to cover one another, protect one another. Even if your wife or your husband have faults, it's between you and the husband and God. Because the word of God says that a threefolded cord cannot easily be broken. So whenever you and your husband are facing challenges there, don't go to your family or the work colleagues or the friends and wherever. Don't involve other people in your marriage, because the marriage is a holy covenant between God, the husband, and the wife. And I've seen it in many times before that, because, for example, I'll just make an example. If I allow my mother, or maybe let's say my wife was wrong, and now I'm praying with my ma, mommy, my wife did this, and mommy, blah, blah, blah. My wife, my mother's going to look at my wife in the other, I don't know why, you understand, the other perspective of my wife. Now, tomorrow, my wife and I, we make things up and we reconcile with one another. But your family or the friends or the colleagues, they still remember what you discuss about your partner with them. And they hold that against your partner. So that is where you don't allow external voices in your marriage.
Yeah, and I'm sure you must have picked that up, you know, whenever someone doesn't, I mean, it's just natural. When you walk into a group and into a room and people are looking at you differently and you know you didn't do anything wrong.
Come on.
Like there was a conversation outside of this room, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so true what you're saying. You can't run to mama for all of those kind of things. The Bible says you must cleave to your wife or to your husband. Cut the apron strings and cleave to one another. So that is the most beautiful thing, you know. And I just want to read quickly. We have a very interesting thing coming up, and I just need to do this live read before we move on to another topic. It's our pre-campaign for our Grace the Thorny at Radio K Pulpit. It's, we are preparing for a very special event from the 16th to the 21st of February, and we want to invite all our listeners to be a part of our Grace the Thorn, which is our pledge week, right? A time which we celebrate our youth and speak into the lives of our next generation. South Africa's young people face great challenges, but we believe that an encounter with Jesus can change everything. Help us make a difference in the future of our youth. Send your pledge with your keyword, Grace, and your name and your amount via WhatsApp to 081-729-1657 or SMS to 37988. Remember, what you sowed today becomes tomorrow's story of hope. We're excited about this, and next week we will hear more about our Grace-a-thon. So coming to the conversation we're having with Fabian and Rochelle, this couple, you have a blended family. Do you want to quickly tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, so I have two daughters of my previous marriage, and Fabian has a daughter of his previous marriage. So we are five, a blended couple family. But yes, we love each other.
Yeah, and the children get on well with each other. You know, I feel like when a mother and a father display love and Christ is in the center, the children will find it easy to communicate, to navigate, and be attracted to that beautiful picture. I know that normally when we say to couples you get married, the first year you have off, you don't get involved in ministry. Was it like that for you as well, being evangelists?
No, for us, no, it wasn't like that.
You didn't have a year off?
No.
Well, you better take a year off.
Now we serve God with our children, but what we make, and I was thinking about this earlier also. So when I met Rochelle, so her daughter was someone that was not, the elder one was someone that was not going to church. Yeah? Mm. But then as a father and the husband of the head of the house, so I told her, look, we're going to go to church and you're going to come with us and all that. And yes, it was not that nice in the beginning, but then I didn't force anything. And this is what I want to speak to parents. Don't force your child or children. Get away and be strategic in how to win that person to Christ. And then, after a while, she got a supernatural encounter with the Lord. She is now sold out for Jesus.
Wow.
She's now sold out for Jesus. And we are not like, you know, your normal thing, like, yeah, and but here, no, I don't even preach to my children. What as a role as a father and as parents, what we must do is you must introduce them to the presence of God.
Yes.
And must be it in a wise way. The Bible says that those who win souls are wise. Right. You understand? Yeah. So we must make Christianity to be fun for our children.
Absolutely. I like what the apostle says here. He says, your first ministry is your family.
Yes.
Apostle, we appreciate that. And I love your the method in how you do it. You know, we never force children either to do that.
Mm.
We're going to listen to a song break, and we're going to ask this couple to pray for you after this as well. So we're going to listen to All Sons and Daughters singing King of Glory, You Restore My Soul. How apt is this song, eh?
Amen.
Oh, family, wish we could just have a little bit more time. You know, love doesn't quit because feelings stay high. Mm-hmm. Love stays because humility bows low. You know, we've got to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. And also our patience, trust God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
Not in our time, but in God's time. So supporting each other and each other's calling is vital in marriage, especially for a Christian marriage. Fabian, can I ask you or your wife, one of you, just to pray for the listeners out there who might be in a storm, who might be facing what you've been facing. Just leave them with a message of hope.
Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we pray, Lord Father, marriage is the institute that you have instituted, Lord Father. It's a holy covenant. And Father, Lord, we pray for healing in marriages, restoration.
Mm.
Father, I pray, God, what you have done for my wife and I, Father, that you will do it for marriages. We declare restoration in marriages. We declare, Lord Father, Father, what you have joined together, let no man separate. And Father, I pray, God, that you will restore and revive marriages, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
My God, the threefold cord cannot easily be broken, my God, Father. I pray, God, that your healing powers will flow through marriages. And where there is brokenness in the marriage, my God, let you restore everything. And even let them fall in love again with one another. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Love that. I love that. Well, family, this is Terry from Couples of Destiny, Fabian and Rochelle. And I want to leave this with you. May your love be deep, your purpose aligned, and your marriage protected from burnout. May you serve God without losing each other. Thank you for being with us today.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go okay. in the joy of the Lord. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.